Oh. have on this world. How big God is.
I'll
read this psalm. Psalm 139. Here's somebody's going to read in Japanese. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thoughts far off.
主よ、あなたは私を探り、私を知り尽くされました。あなたは我が座るのも立つのも知り、遠くから我が思いをわきまえられます。
From verse 7, where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me.
私はどこへ行ってあなたの御霊を離れましょうか。私はどこへ行ってあなたの御前を逃れましょうか。私が天に登ってもあなたはそこにおられます。私が黄泉に床を設けてもあなたはそこにおられます。私が曙の翼を買って海の果てに住んでもあなたの御手はその心で私を導き、あなたの右の御手は私を支えられます。
Verse 17. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them.If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you.
神よ、あなたのもろもろの身思いはなんと私にたっぷりことでしょう。その全体はなんと広大なことでしょう。私がこれを数えようとすれば、その数は砂よりも多い。私が目覚めるとき、私はなおあなたと共にいます。
So from verse 23 and 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart.Try me and know my anxieties, and see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
神よ、どうか私を探って我が心を知り、私の心を見て我がもろもろの思いを知ってください。私に悪しき道のあるかないかを見て、私を底知れの道に導いてください。
So I want to pray, spend the next few seconds just to meditate on that. To see how big God is, and how large His thoughts are for us. But how much do we really know how much God knows about us? How much do we really know how much God loves us?How much do we really know about God and His plans for our future and for our everlasting life? So I just want to spend a few times in prayer and silence, seeking and asking God, because indeed He will answer.Like a son who asks his father for things. Indeed, us as a body, if we seek God and ask God, He will answer. So I just want to spend a few seconds to pray and ask God. Increase our capacity to know you.Increase our hearts so that we can experience you. Increase our knowledge and our abilities to be able to worship you. we are only human. But you're God. But you are good. And your plans for us are good. And you seek our salvation, our well-being, and a life everlasting. Not just in the future, but here in the present. To open our eyes to see that. To open our ears to hear that. And open our hearts to experience that.
Your glory, God, is what Shine.
Father God, thank you for sending us Jesus. You have truly forgiven our sins and we thank you. Thank you, God. We praise your name and we worship you. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh God, we just ask that we could really praise you from our bottom of our hearts, God, and that you would receive our praises. Hallelujah, God.
Just so you guys know, after this, anybody who is third grade and below, will go upstairs.
上に行ってですね、あとまで
上がっちゃいます。
4年生以上の人はこの場に集まってね、最後まで入りましょうね。
Okay, and then after the service, we're gonna ask them
to
go outside if we want to play, but nobody goes upstairs except for the little kids.
外に行ってですね、遊んでもですね、礼拝の時はここにいて、ね、終わるまでここにいてくださいね。
Okay, guys. How many people know what the word faith means?
この中で信仰という言葉の意味わかりますか？ Okay. はい。What do you call
faith?
信仰。
Trusting in God.
神様を信じないということ。他には信仰。
Believing.
Believing. 信じること。はい。
Okay.
他には。
What else?
信仰。Faith って何？
I never see my son this quiet. But we have the great thing about the Bible is it gives us a very clear definition of what faith is. That faith is the confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. It gives us assurance about the things that we cannot see.
信仰は望んでいることから保証し、目に見えないことを確信させるものです。
So we have a God, whenever we have something that we want to believe, we believe that He is going to answer. So what does that look like?
We don't know what it means.
Okay, I'm going to grab a volunteer. Thanks,
Nicholas.
So, Nicholas is going to stand here and he's going to look forward. He's going to wave to everybody and say hello outside. Now, I have to ask Nicholas, do you have faith in me? Do you trust me? Do you have faith in me that no matter what, that I won't do anything bad to you? Okay, he believes me. We're going to test his faith.
Okay,
Nicholas, Nicholas is going to stay in his body, keep his body perfectly straight. And he's going to drop back. Moving his body. And I'm going to catch him. Nicholas, do you believe I'm going to catch you? Okay, fall back. So when we think about God, and whenever we're falling or we have hard times or we don't know what's going to happen, we can always trust that no matter how we fall, He's going to catch us. We can be confident and know that He's going to catch us. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for these kids.
イエス様、この子供たちを感謝します。
Thank you for at the young age you're allowing them to have faith.
そして若い時にあなたを信じることができることを感謝ですよ。
And I just pray that as they go throughout their weeks and throughout the lessons today that they will learn more about believing.
本当にあなたを信じる、その信仰を持つことができるように育ててください。
In your name we pray, amen.
イエス様の名前としてお願いします。アーメン。
First two third grade, you guys can go up.
3年生以下の人は上に行ってくださいね。そうです。3年生以上の人は上に行って、最後までね、続けましょう。Okay. ね、今ね、デモは大きいから多分ね、ニコラスは平気だったと思うんですけど。
Damon is big, so he was able to catch Nicholas without dropping him. That was good.
子供は小さい時ですね。うちは2階があるんですけども。僕の家には1階、2階があるんですけども。
At our house, we have, two floors.
子供たちが2階から飛び降りてるんですね。
And the children used to jump down from the stairs.
あの時は急にキャッチとか言われて、飛び向いたら飛んでくるんですね。
And when they were little, sometimes they just said, oh, catch me! And I turned around and they were just already in the air.
勇気を出してもね、で、そう捕まえたことを思い出しました。
And I remember catching them.
本当に神様はどんな倒れ方でも捕まえてくださる信じましょうね。
And let's really believe that no matter how we fall, that God is there to catch us. Amen.
感謝です。で、今日のメッセージのタイトルは祈りの家というふうにしました。
The title of today's message is the house of prayer.
ですね、まあ前にこんなことを聞いたことあるんですけども。
I've heard this before.
ある人はですね、本当によく祈り込められている教会に入ると、そこに神様の臨在を感じるって言ったんですね。
The person said that a place where God answers prayer was a place that he really felt the presence of God.
本当に祈ってる教会は、祈ってる人が多い教会は、そこに神様の臨在を感じられるって言ったんです。
And a place, a a church that really prayed was a place that really you could experience the presence of God. And when I thought, when I heard that and when I thought about it, I really thought that is really true. And a place that really prays, a church that really prays, is a church that you can really experience the presence of God.
本当かなと思ったと同時に、本当かもしれないって思いました。I really felt that that might be true. で、教会のことも本当に祈り込められている教会になりたいなと思います。
And a church that we want to be a church that really prays together.
ね。でも神様の臨在を感じる教会ってどんな教会なんでしょうか。
But what is a church that really can experience the presence of God?
神様の臨在っていうと、そこには何があると思いますか。
What is the presence of God? What is experiencing the presence of God?
賛美を通して私は本当に神様の臨在を感じることができますね。
Can't you feel the presence of God when we praise and worship?
そこには喜びがあったり、許しがあったり、感謝があったりします。
And when we praise and worship God, we experience His forgiveness, we experience His joy, and we experience gratefulness.
そこには同時に厳しさや、それから私たちに清さを求めるものもあるんですね。
But at the same time, we feel a certain strictness, and we also feel a need to be pure and holy.
神様の臨在を本当に皆さんと共に体験したいです。
I really want to experience the presence of God with you.
もう一つ教会について思うときにですね、パウルが言っていた言葉をちょっと思い出します。
And when I think about experiencing the presence of God, I think about one of the things that Paul wrote.
パウルはですね、パウルはキリストを知る知識の香りが豊かであるということを言うんですね。
Paul said that the one who knows God has a certain fragrance.
良い香りだって言うんですね。
Has a good fragrance.
キリストを知る知識の香り。
There's a fragrance of those who know God.
皆さんどんな香りだと思いますか、それは。
What do you think that fragrance is?
Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. 聖霊。
That fragrance is the Holy Spirit.
ね。本当に教会が神様の臨在に溢れているところであってほしいし、
And we want to be a church where the Holy Spirit is overflowing.
そしてキリストの知識の香りが溢れているところであってほしいと思うんですね。
And a place where people really know God and the fragrance of that is present.
聖霊が充満しているところを本当に祈ります。
And we really want to pray that God will fill this place.
でもですね、いつも思うのは、なんだろう、その自分自身がそうどうかってことも思うんですね。
I think about myself.
ね、私は本当に祈りの家としてしっかり立っているかってことも思うんですね。
I have to think, am I really standing here as the house of prayer?
ね、だから他の人がああどうだこうだっていう前に自分のことを本当に思うことがあります。
And before I look at other people, I have to think of and look at myself.
自分がしっかり祈りの家となっているか。
Am I really the house of prayer?
自分の人生の中に神様の臨在が溢れているか。
Am I a place where the presence of God is overflowing?
良い香りが私は出しているか。
Is there a good fragrance coming from me?
良い香りだと皆さんに分け与えますけど、どうですか。
Am I spreading around a good fragrance?
よく妻に言われるのは、ちょっとあなたミント食べなさいとかよく言われますね。そう思ってますね。だから、
I always carry around mints because my wife sometimes says you need.
コーヒーは良くないとか言います。
She sometimes tells me that the smell of coffee, drinking coffee, is not good.
一生懸命こうね、オーデコロンを塗ったりしますね。
And maybe I put on some cologne.
何か自分がこう、まあ、自信がない時とかいう時にやっぱり、まあ、ミントを食べたりそれからオーデコロンを塗ったりしてちょっとごまかしたりします。
Maybe when we don't feel confident, we might take a mint or we might put on some cologne.
でもそれは自分の本当に自分の香りではないんですね。
But that's not really our own fragrance, is it?
願わくは本当に自分が神様の良い香りを発するものでありたいと思うんですね。
AndWe can't go in any other way. There's only one way to have the fragrance of God.
別にその ミントとか、ね、デオドランとか悪いって言ってなくても必要な人っていうのみんな私たちはつけるべきだと思うんですけども、
I'm not saying that mints or something like that are bad, but
本当に私たちは内からある本当に神様からの良い香りを私たちは体験していきたいと思います。
But what is really inside of us and what is the fragrance that's coming from deep inside of us?
皆さんは自分が祈りの家として立っていますか？
Are you standing in the house of prayer?
皆さんは自分の香りはどんな香りだと思いますか?
And what is the fragrance that people receive from you?
そのことを今日考えていきたいと思います。
Today I want to think about that.
そして本当に聖霊に満たされる一人一人になっていきたいですね。
And I want to be a place where each person is filled with the Spirit of God.
今日の聖書はイザヤ書を読んでいきたいと思います。
Today I want to look at a passage from Isaiah.
預言者のイザヤがイザヤの人たちがバビロンに捕まる前、連れて行かれる前、そして連れて行かれた後に書かれた預言書の書です。
Isaiah was written before the nation of Israel was brought into Babylon into captivity and also during that captivity.
はい、ですから今日は8節まではともに、56章の1節から8節までともに読んでいきたいと思います。
Chapter 56.
まず、日本語と英語で繰り返し言いますね。はい、お読みいたします。主はこう言われる。正義を守り、恵みの技を行え。私の救いが実現し、私の恵みの技が現れるのは間近い。いかに幸いなことか。このように行う人、それを固く守る人の子は、安息日を守り、それを汚すことのない人、悪事に手をつけないように自戒する人は、主のもとに集まってきた異邦人は言うな、主はご自分の民と私の多くの国が区別されると、カンガンも言うな、見よ、私は枯れ木に過ぎないと思って、
Let's read in English. Isaiah 56:1-3. Thus says the Lord.Maintain justice and do what is right, for soon my salvation will come and my deliverance be revealed. Happy is the mortal who does this, the one who holds it fast, who keeps the Sabbath, not profaning it, and refrains from doing any evil. Do not let the foreigner join to the Lord say, the Lord will surely separate me from his people, and do not let the eunuch say, I am just a dry tree.
なぜなら主はこう言われる。カンガンが私の安息日を常に守り、私の望むことを選び、私の契約を固く守るなら、私は彼らのために心地の名を与え、息子娘を持つに勝る記念の名を、私の家、私の城壁に刻む。その名は決して消し去られることがない。また主のもとに集まってきた異邦人が、主に仕え、主の名を愛し、その住まいとなり、安息日を守り、それを汚すことなく、私の契約を固く守るなら、私は彼らが聖なる私の山に導き、私の祈りの家の喜びの祝いに連なることを許す。彼らが焼き尽くす捧げ物と生贄を捧げるなら、私の祭壇で私はそれを受け入れる。私の家は全ての民の祈りの家と呼ばれる。追い散らされてイエスラエルを集める方、主なる神は言われる。すでに集められた者は、さらに加えて集めようと。
For thus says the Lord, to the eunuchs who keep my Sabbath, who choose the things that please me and hold fast my covenant, I will give in my house and within my walls a monument and a name better than sons and daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off.And the foreigners who join themselves to the Lord to minister to him, to love the name of the Lord and to be his servants, and who keep the Sabbath and do not profane it and hold fast my covenant. These I will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples.Thus says the Lord God, who gathers the outcasts of Israel, I will gather others to them besides those already gathered.
皆さん、旧約聖書を読むときにですね、いっぱい律法とか掟とかあることを皆さん読むと思いますけれども。
When you read the Old Testament, I'm sure that you read a lot of, of commandments that are written in there.
いっぱい多くの儀式もありますね。
And there are a lot of commands of God or rituals of that the Israelites performed. There's a lot of things that are written of what they had to do in their daily lives. But what does it say that pleases God? Was it following his commandments, or was it doing the rituals that he commanded? It's really easy to set your eyes on those things, on commandments or on rituals. Because those things are actually quite easy to understand. And the people of Israel were also like that. But that's not what really pleases God. And Hosea prophesied in this way.
6章の6節。私が喜ぶのは愛であって生贄ではない。